The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim, daf Menchet. We're holding right first word at the top of the daf. Par v'sa'ir sheyom ha-kippurim. So the Mishnah begins now a piece-by-piece description of all of the parts of Ezu Mekomer Shel Zvachim, Kodshe Kodashim Shkitatam B'tzafon. The first thing that it chooses to describe is the par v'sa'ir of Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara now is interested in the organization of the Mishnah. L'maisa, if Har V'Soyer Shel Yom HaKippurim is the first one, it implies that it's the Makor. The problem is it's not the Makor. The Makor actually Nichte. Look, if you consider it, the real place where we know the Din of Tzavon is by the Din of Olat HaTzon. That's where it says, V'Shachat Oto Ayerech HaMizbeach Tzafena. That is the Makor for the concept of Tzafen.
So from
Olat HaTzon. Yeah. The Olat HaTzon is the second in the list of Olot. We have Olat Bakar, and then we have Olat Tzon. And that should be the first thing that's listed. Instead, for some reason, we jump to Chatat. Why would we jump to Chatat? Says the Gemara, because Chatat, Aide the Ati Midrasha Chavivale. The general rule is that the structure of the Mishnah is not built along the lines of Makor first, when we're concentrating on how we end up knowing all of the dinim. The Mishnah is a reflection of how we want to organize in our own mind what we already know. Since the way that we know the Chatas is more creative than the way that we know the Eila, so in terms of Teresh Baal Peh, it comes first. And therefore, we'd rather have Chatas first. It's a Chavivas. I have to learn it out from a Hekesh to Eila.
We don't call that secondary.
It is secondary. Therefore, when it comes to the Seder of Mishnah, it's primary. Because the Seder of Mishnah is the Seder of Teresh Baal Peh. For Teresh Baal Peh, what did I learn out? What did I discover? This is what I discovered. So it's the Iker's Chavivas is in terms of Chata. So I did that in Midrasha Chavivale. But what Chatas did I really learn out? I learned it out from the Chatot HaChitzoniot, where it says, B'mukom HaShe Shachatot HaOlah. So why does it start with the Par V'Soyer of Yom HaKippurim, which is now just a subsidiary to the normal dinim of Chatas? So it should say first, even in terms of Teresh Baal Peh, it should list the Chataot HaChitzoniot first. No. Then already, we look at a different Seder. Because I did the Nichtas Domam Lefnai V'Lefnim Chavivalei. In terms of the way we would like to structure things, we certainly would like to structure Kodshei Kodashim in terms of Kodshei Kodashim. So we start with the excitement of Nichtas Domam Lefnai V'Lefnim, which is only part of a serve Yom HaKippurim. Then we can go to our second tier Chavivas. The second tier Chavivas is the fact that Chatas Bechlal is an Atya Midrasha. Now, where indeed, you told me it says it by Ola. Where does it say it by Ola? We're thinking about the din of Tzafon here. We're trying to know how we know that din of Tzafon. So it says by Ola the din of Tzafon, but that's what you said. Where? Es the Gemara, the Makor of Tzafon is where? V'shachat oto al yerech ha-mizbeach Tzafona. But that posik is a reference to an Ola of Tzon. Surprisingly, in the first parsha of Ola, it describes Imin HaBakar. That's an Ola of Bakar. It doesn't say anything about Tzafon. So ask the Gemara, that's only Ashkam ben Tzon. How indeed do we know that the same halakha would apply to a ben Bakar, to an Olat Bakar, which is the first parsha, Minolan, Omar Kro, since the second parsha is introduced with a Vav, Ve'im min Hatzon Korbano, that Vav tells me that you can be Mosif al Inyan Rishon, Ve'yilmad Elyon mitachton. Now this is not a standard Vav in the sense that it's just connecting, because when you connect to something in series, you apply the first thing to the series. A, with all that A is, and B, with all that A is, and so on and so forth. But you would not normally say A, and B, and all that B is back to A. I mean, that's not implicit in the series. But it is, if you hold of this type of limud, which is called Yilmad Elyon Mitachton, it's a type of hekesh. But there is comparing parts of the series to each other by utilizing the vav. In which case it would work in the opposite direction. Since over here the second one specifies the din of Tzofen, The Vav is Melame to the beginning of the series, which has been Abakar, that it's also Bitsofe. That has, now you don't need a Hekesh for it. That's just a, that's Vav. That's Vav. Over here, the second case of Eila, which is Ben Son, is the place where it says Tzafon. And the Vav tells me through a Hekesh, and I can learn that back to the first one. Well, but not everybody holds that, do they? I mean, it's all very nice if you hold that a Vav can work in both directions. But what about according to the Man Yomer Ein Melamdim? How about if you hold that a Vav cannot be Melamed El Yoin Mitata? My Ikalamimra, what would be the Makor of the Din of Tzofain by Olat Bakar, even though I know it by Olat Son? D'tanya, what makes me say that not everybody agrees with this? Because take a look at this. It says Ve'im Nefesh. Now, that's another one of these Vav, right? That's Melam. That's part of a series. Now, in that case, the series was Osham Me'ilais, which is an Osham Vadai for being Moel Behegdash. The next case is Osham Tolui, and Osham Tolui is introduced with Ve'im Nefesh Techeta. Okay, so now that should mean not only that the dinim of Asham Me'ilais should apply to the din of Asham Talui, which we'll see what that would imply. There certainly are dinim of Asham Me'ilais that are said only by Asham Me'ilais, and we need to know that they're true about Asham Talui as well. But also would tell us, if we're right, that you can use a vav to work backwards, it would tell us a remarkable thing, which is that even though normally we believe that the way that an Asham Talui works is that somebody who does something for which he would be, if he knew he did it, he would be chayev achatas kavua. So that means it would have to be something that Shechayev on Zdono Karet, because otherwise there's no Hukata Tavua. And if you're Mesupik, whether you did it under certain circumstances, you bring the Asham Talui. This Vav would be telling me, but apply the dinim of Asham Talui to the set of Asham Me'ilais, which means to the set of Me'ilais, which means that if I wasn't sure whether I had done Me'ila, I had a suffix of Me'ila, even though there's no Karet associated with Me'ila, and even though there's no Chatat Kavua associated with Me'ila, nonetheless, I would bring an Asham Tolu. That's what the implication of the Vav going backwards would be. Correct? Now, it happens to be that there is a machloket. Read the following braita, the Tanya. Ve'im nefesh ki techeta. This is now ve'lo yada ve'asham. That's the ve'lo yada ve'ashem. Is l'chayav asofik mi'ilot Asham Tolu. The Rebbe Akiva, that point of that Vav is to say a lo yada ve'ashem goes back also to lo yada by an Asham Me'ilot. V'chachomi potri, v'chachomi said there's no such thing as an Asham Toloi to be brought for a Suffolk Chet Me'ila. Now, I assume, says the Gemara, that the obvious reason for this machlokas is the question of whether, indeed, it's correct to say that Vav should be by Sevel in Yerisha, or whether Vav can only go in the direction of the series, taking the first limud and applying it to the second limud. But it doesn't mean that everything in the series is compared to everything else to learn out backwards. That, so my lav, says the Gemara, Balkam Ifri, it makes sense that the following is the explanation of the argument that Mar Sarvalamedim, Rabbi Akiva, who says that the second parsha of Ve'im by Asham Tolui teaches us about the first parsha. So it means that there's an Asham Tolui on the first parsha, which is Me'ila. Whereas the Chachomim say there's no such limud. Umar Sarvalamedim ain't lamedim. And therefore, I ask you, how about if you hold like the Chachomim over here, that ain't lamedim, and there's no din of Asham Tolui on the din of Me'ila, then there should be no din of tzofain by an ola that's a ben bakar, because I'm only trying to learn out the ben bakar backwards from the ben son, which is the second part. So how do you explain that? Omer of Papa, we explain it by telling you that you're wrong. This is not the basis of the machlokas. Actually, the kuliyam alamedi, everybody agrees that this is a valid limud. You could certainly learn elyon mitata. So then why did the rabbanan say we do not learn asham me'ilais to be chayven and asham tali from the vav? I'll tell you why. Because in this particular case, high in the time of the rabbanan is that the Torah specifically told me that the dinim of an asham tali cannot apply to asham me'ilais. Where? With the gzera shava. Nemar kan. It says, this din of Asham Tolui, it uses the word nefesh ki techeta v'yasta achat mikol mitzvot Hashem asher lo te'asena. And that's exactly the language that we find by the din of a korban chatas, which is said, it's said next to the parsha of chelev, which brings a chatas. That's why we call it a chatas chelev, even though, of course, chelev is not unique. Chelev is just an example of one of the chayvei kritut. But if you ate chelev b'shogeg, that becomes now the model for a chatas of any iser, chiyav karet, lav. So there you're chayav chatas. So we call it a chatas chelev. So nemar b'chatat chelev, exactly the same language. It says there too. It says, "Asta techta b'shkagami ama'aretz be'asota achat mi mitzvot hashem shelo te'asena." Word for word. So that is beautiful Gzereshot. Mitzvot Hashem. Obviously, the parsha of Chatat is a reference to the same type of thing, which we learn out over there. All things that are chiyuv kares, that are alav, now you would be chayev a shogeg the Chatasan. So too is that key language, mitzvot Hashem shelot yasena, an indication that only on exactly that set of things would you be chayev an Hashem tolim. Ma she'en kein a and Hashem Eilais. There's no chiyuv karet, and there's no chiyuv chatat, and therefore there's no chiyuv of Hashem Tovim. Say the Rabbon. And so there's nothing to discuss. Afkan shechayavin az dano karet, v'ashigu v'tor chatat. Does Rabbi Akiva not agree that there's a gzeirah shava? No, Rabbi Akiva agrees, but he says, but you're overextending the gzeirah shava. The point of the gzeirah shava is indeed to teach me the din of chatas as referring to the din of Hashem Tolu. Yes, but not completely. What it's coming to tell me is it not true that the word b'mitzvot Hashem, asher lo te'asana b'chatas, implies a korban that is a kavua, meaning it doesn't jump depending on how much money you have? It's not a korban all over yard. Okay. In that case, it's a chatas. In this case, it's an asher. But the point is, any korban that's kavua, and therefore an asher tolu can only be brought on something which is mechayev you. If you know you did it, it's mechayev you a korban kavua. Whether that's a chatas, whether it's an asher, that's not the point. The point is that we have a korban all over yard, even if it is a chiyuv chatas, meaning even there, there's a chiyuv karet. So let's say, for instance, a tomei who isn't sure about whether he went to the Beit HaMikdash. That's chiyuv karet. And it's chiyuv chatas, it's just not a chiyuv chatas kavua. So there it's an oil of a yari, depending on how much money he can afford. That's what it is that he brings for carbon. On that, you won't bring an Hashem Tolu. That's what I learned out of the comparison to chatas chela for mitzvat Hashem. But you who say, no, it's complete comparison. If over there it's a chatas, here it's a chatas. Over there it's karets, here it's karets. So obviously, according to you, you're going to disallow an Hashem Tolu on the Hashem Eilis, because that's an Hashem, and it's not a Koretz. But I am only going to disallow the Karban of Eliyarit, meaning a Safek Tuma Shenichles L'Migdash. Therefore, I agree that there's a Gzeirah Shavah, but I will not overextend a Gzeirah Shavah. So I say, says Rabbi Akiva, it means, Mal Alam Bikvu'ah, Afkan Bikvu'ah, as opposed to the chatas of Tumat Migdash V'Kedoshav, which, although it's a Chi of Karet, is a Karban all of Eliyarit, and therefore there's no Hashem Tolu on it. The Rabbanan say, that's like fast and fancy footwork. I mean, the bottom line is, in Gzeir Shavu L'mechza. You have a Gzeir Shavu. Now you're going to pick and choose. How much should we learn out of Gzeir Shavu? Who gave you the right to pick and choose how much you're going to learn out of Gzeir Shavu? Gzeir Shavu tells me, the word, mimitzvot Hashem, ashelot yasena, means exactly what it did over there. Okay, so what did it mean over there? It meant a Chi of Kares. Is this a Chi of Kares? Mi'ila? No. It meant a Karban Chatas. Is this Karban Chatas? No. It also meant a Kavua. No. But how can you pick and choose what it refers to? Hey, that's true. So what does Rabbi Akiva say about that? Rabbi Akiva Nami. Ing Zera Shavala Mechza. Inachinami. Of course, normally Ing Zera Shavala Mechza. Okay, so then what's Machlok? Well, Rabbi Akiva also says, Ve'im Nefesh. That the Vav is Mosav Alinyan Risha. We've already been through this. Stop going around the circle. We said, Ve'im Nefesh. Okay, so Rabbanan also know it says Ve'im Nefesh. And you're still trying to insist for Papa that everybody agrees that Yomad Alinyan Mitachta. So now what's the Machlokas? Rabbanan Nami Haksi Ve'im Nefesh. Unless, are you ready to say, maybe that the machlokas is where you have a contradiction between a hekesh and a gzeirah shavah, which one do you follow? And maybe that's the machlokas. Over here, the hekesh, which is the vav basis al inyan rishon, is telling you that there is a korban oil of a yared, an asham, that needs to be brought for a suffix if you were over on me'ila. That's the hekesh. On the other hand, the gzeirah shavah is telling you, carbon oil, a carbon Hashem Tolu can never be brought on something like Mi'ila, because there's no Chatas, and there's no Kavua, and there's no Karet. So now we have a contradiction. So which one should we follow? So maybe that's the Machlokas. Lema v'akam, if okay, the Mar Sava Hekesh is better than Gzeirah Shavah, well, Mar Sava the Gzeirah Shavah is better than the Hekesh. That would be an amazing Machlokas. No. That's not the Machlokas. The Kuleyam, the Hekesh, is Adiv. There's no question that a Hekesh is something that is direct in the Pasuk comparison. So if you were to say Vav, I mean, that's much more immediate and direct than Gzeirah Shavah of the use of the words. That's not the issue. The issue is this. When we're faced with this type of contradiction, do we necessarily have a Hekesh? In other words, the norm of the Vav Mosif al-Inyan Rishon is that it's a series that is meant to apply 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and so on, right? You're saying, well, but it's more than that here. I'm not so sure it's more than that. If I can show you that there is a big Kiddush that would be learned just from the fact that it's a series, meaning if I could show you that an Asham Me'ilais has what to teach about the next case, which is Asham Talud, in the typical direction of the flow of the series, from Elyon to Tachton, not from Tachton back to Elyon, then you would say to me, ah, well, if that's true, why should I think that there's a contradiction between a Hekesh and a Gzeira Shava? The Vav, who's to say the Vav is coming to teach me backwards? The Vav is coming to teach me what every normal person would say it's coming to teach me. The Gzeira Shava is coming to clarify, don't think that you should also use it in the other direction. Fine. If you can't show me that there's something to be learned out of this Vav, then I got a problem. Because then on the one hand I have a Hekesh, on the other hand I have a Gzeira Shava, I'm certainly going to follow the Hekesh, and I will do what Rabbi Akiva does. But if I can bring you an alternative, then who's to say I have a Hekesh? Maybe that's the whole point. Gzeira Shava is teaching me this, the did. Don't look at this as a Hekesh. Look at it as a series. Okay, so if I looked at it as a series, what would I learn from the first case, which is the case of Asher Me'ilais, to the second case, which is the case of Asher Talmud? Well, very simple. The Rabbanan say, Amel HaRabbanan, it's a typical series. It's the second case, the Tachton of Asham Toloi, which is learned from the Elyon. For what purpose? To teach me that just like by the first in the series, the Asham Me'ilais, the Torah specifies Asham Bekesef Shkalim, which teaches me that there is a minimum value of 2 shkalim that you need to pay for Karban Asham. Now, this is unique. Even if you bring a carbon chattas, there's no particular amount of money that you have to pay for it. If you buy a very cheap animal, it's also fine. Obviously, it's a din of either mitzvah, but there's no limit that the Torah gives, no lower limit of how much you should pay for carbon chattas. Remarkably, there's a lower limit of how much to pay for an Asham Me'ilai. So, is that true about an Asham Talui? Comes along the Pasuk Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon, Ve'im Nefesh, to teach me that it's also true of an Asham Talui. And why would I not learn it out simply from the fact that it's an Asham and see the din of Kesef Shkalim by Me'ilah as defining what I mean by an Asham? What do I need a Hekesh for? Because it really doesn't make sense. Any normal person would say to himself, look, if I know I did this fate, so then I bring a Chatas that I don't have to pay any amount of money for. But if I don't know, then I have to bring an Asham, I got to pay more money. Does that make sense? If I'm not sure, that's when I have to be more machmir. When I am sure, then I can pay a quarter for a carbon. Here I got to pay Shnei Shkalim for a carbon. So that's not logical. Shalot Tomar, let's just finish the limit. Shalot Tomar lo yeh sveko chamur mi vado. If it wouldn't be for this Vav, then I would say logically, the suffix of whether I did something is not going to be more chamur than vadai doing it. If I vadai did it, then what do I pay? Chatat batanka, I can pay a quarter for a chatas. So a danka is actually 1/6. It's a mo'ah. And here we have to pay 2 shkalim over there. It's 1/6. It's like saying, I'll pay a nickel. No, so av sveko. So certainly I can't be more mechayev. The suffix should also be an asham, whatever it costs. Kamash malan vav masif alinyan rishon. No, I'm sorry. Kamash malan vav of the series to add that there's a din of kesef shkalim even on an asham toloi where it's taking the place of a chatas, which does not have to be worth the kesef shkalim. Remarkable. Of course, it also has remarkable implications, as you can see. People are always more mekel on the suffix than they are Nevada. Torah's coming to tell me just the opposite. You know, you have to take it more seriously, not less seriously. Otherwise, you just tend to, maybe. You know. This is the makos. There is no hekesh. If I have an alternative, then I don't see it as a hekesh. So I have an alternative. So now, yes, the Gemara, but then, so how come Rabbi Akiva learns it as a Hekesh? Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva just see it as an alternative to a Hekesh, a series? So as far as me, he must know the din of Kesef Shkalim for an Asham Tolik from somewhere else, because if he has to learn it from here, then he would have had no right to be Madif a Hekesh that he can't prove over a Gzeira Shava that's a given. Right? And he is. He's saying that there's specifically a din of bringing an Asham Toloi in a case of a Safek Me'ilas. So how does he really learn out the halacha that there's a minimum of Kesef Shkolim for an Asham Toloi? That's for Minole. Oh, Rabbi Akiva learns that out from Zot Torah Ta'asham. Torah Achat L'chol HaShamot. So that's a given. I don't need that Vav to teach me that. So what do I need the Vav for? To create the Hekesh. And to tell me that there's a din of Asham Toloi on the case of Me'ilas. So you'll argue, but what about the Gzeira Shava? Surely the Gzeira Shava is not meant to be wasted. I'm not wasting it. I'm saying the Gzeira Shava is coming to tell me Kavua, as opposed to Karbonai L'Vayare. So I will not bring an Asham Toloi on a Suffolk Knesset of the Mikdash Ketuna. But the Kekesh is more important, and it's more local. And it's telling me the din of an Asham Tali that is brought on a Suffolk Me'ilah. So everything now works out fine, says Gemara. Well, it works out fine, but only if you hold you can learn out from Zot Torah Hashem. Now that itself is a machloket, whether Zot Torah, we've spoken about this earlier. Does Zot Torah reliably tell me that all of the dinim in any variant of a general class is always the same? Over here we have variants of Hashemites. So we have the Hashem Vadai, which is Hashem Me'ilahs, we have the Hashem Taloi, we have other Hashem, we have Hashem Shifcha Harufa, who we're going to talk about later. And nonetheless, Zot Torah teaches me that they're all the same, and you pay Kesef Shkalim for all of them. But how about according to Mandi Omer, who holds that Torah, Mandaletle Torah, which is a machlokas elsewhere, how do we know that according to him, that you pay Kesef Shkalim for Hashem Taloi, which means that I don't need this Vav to tell me the second case is learned from the first, so I'm stuck now with the first is learned from the second. And then I have to redefine the Gzera Shava, but if I don't have that Torah, then it's much more likely the other direction. Let me teach me the din of Kesef Shkalim by the Hashem Tali. Well, there's an alternative. Rabbi Akiva, even according to that Man Yoma, indeed will not learn Kesef Shkalim from Torah. Fine, but where will he learn it out from? He'll learn it out from the words Be'er Kecha. In the case of the Asham Me'ilais, it says Ve'vi El Tamim Min Hatzon Be'er Kecha La'asham. And he uses the same language, Min Hatzon Be'er Kecha La'asham. So both by Asham Tolui and by Asham Me'ilais, it says Be'er Kecha. Be'er Kecha means according to that value. So if the value that was given was Kesef Shkalim, so then that means I already know Kesef Shkalim when it comes to the Asham Tolui. And now I ask you, says Rabbi Akiva, what do you think you do with that Vav? There's only one thing to do with it. It's a hekesh to be loymed elyon mitachtein. But if I'm loymed elyon mitachtein, then that's more important than the gzera shava that teaches me mi mitzvot Hashem. So then what is the gzera shava mitzvot Hashem? To be ma'afuke, the case of k'nisa l'mikdash, suffer k'nisa l'mikdash betuma, that there's no din of Hashem Tali. Okay? I mean, a chess master should have no problem keeping all of the pieces in place on the board. Right, you got them all. If you're going to be stuck with Be'er Kecha and you don't have a Zot Torah Ta'asham, so then where is the general limud that would apply to other Ashamites? For instance, what are you going to do about Hashem Shivcha Harufa, where it doesn't say the word Be'er Kecha? Are you saying, we assume all the time that all Ashamot are by definition Shnei Shkalim. So if that's the case, where do we know it from? Bashivcha Harufa. So Bashivcha Harufa, the Loktiv Be'er Kecha, Ma'ikal Amirma, what are you going to say then? Says Gemara, that's no problem, because we also have a Gzera Shava of Be'el Ha'asham. So just like it says in both cases, Be'el Ha'asham, and the El Ha'asham is defined by Kesef Shkalim, so therefore here too it means Kesef Shkalim. Okay, so now I know that you need Tzafon by an Ola, not only by Olat Ha'Bensong, but also by Olat Ha'Bakar. All the other discussion, don't get lost in that. That was a pop into a different issue, which had to do of whether we would say Yomad El Yomitachin here. But the bottom line is, we're saying everybody agrees. In this case, Yomad El Yomitachin, and therefore the Olat Ben Bakar, which is the Elyon, is learned from the Hekesh to the Tachtain, which is the case of Olat Ben Sein. Again, all of that other discussion was within a subsection of whether it's true that all agreed of Yomad El Yomitachin. And we came back out again now that we've established that everybody agrees Yomad El Yomitachin, unless there's a clear-cut reason not to, and there's an alternative for what the Vav would mean, okay? So that's very easy to keep our mind on that. So we're now on the primary level here. How do we know the din of Tzofen? Okay, so we've established now the din of Tzofen by Ben Sein Eila, that's the given. Now we've established also, it's not a given, but it's a Hekesh, that we also know Ben Sein by, we also know the din of Tzofen by Ola Ben Bakar. How do we know by Echad? Chat has been all in the by Tzofen. Huh? That's about the clearest Hekesh you're ever going to get. Chatat ben kum Ola. Yeah, there you go. So I know by Ola, I know by Echad. Okay. Now, before we begin our analysis here of the understanding of the Tzurkim, I think it's important for us to look inside and to take a look in the two parshas that we have that discuss the Inyanim of Chat. Now, by the opening in Vayikra and Dalet, where we went through all of the various Chatot, there's no mention of where to Shech when it comes to the Chatot Apnimiyot at all. But starting with the Sa'ir Nasi in Dalet Chavez, in every single one of the Chataot, it does mention the words, Bimkom Asher Yishchat Et Ha'olah, to do the Shechita, in slightly different ways. Bechatas Nasi, you'll take a look in Pasuk Chav Dalet, Yishchat Eto Bimkom Asher Yishchat Et Ha'olah Lifnei Hashem Chatatu. In the next parasha, which is the parasha of the chatas of a si'irat yachid, which is one option, and the other option is kisat yachid, which we'll get to in a moment, and this is in posik
Chotet, there too it says v'shachat et achatat b'mkom ha'ola, and this time it also mentions v'samach et yodo rosh achatat v'shachat achatat, and it's worth remembering that because we're going to be getting back to that conjunction of michat shechita. And then when we're talking about the kivsat yachin in pasuk lamed gimel, it also says v'samach et yodo arosh achatat v'shachat ota lachatat b'mkom asher yishchat et ha'ola. There too mentioned smicha shechita together, and it seems to be saying over here, v'shachat et ha'chatat b'mkom ha'ola. Now, they'd be referring to both of them, smicha and shechita. Again, these are the things we're going to see in the Gemara. But if you move on into Parshat Tzav, and note that there's many things, we're going to, and of course, we're going to get to this when, as we go through the Masechta. In Tzav, we have a review of all of the dinner of the Korbanah, specifically in terms of what Bnei Aharon do, and in each one it says, v'zot Torah. So we have v'zot Torah ha'chatat, and v'zot Torah ha'sham, and v'zot So in the parsha there that describes the, we have also, it opens with the Zot Torah Ta'olah. So in the parsha that opens the dinim of the Chatat, says Zot Torah Ta'chatat. This is in Perek Vav, in Pasuk Yud Chet. As a general rule, it says Zot Torah Ta'chatat, b'mkom asher tishachet Ta'olah tishachet Ta'chatat, le'Hashem, Kodesh Kodeshim. He, here it doesn't say anything about Micha, obviously these are not interested in the dinim here in Tav. We're interested in the dinim of Daber al Aharon v'el Banav. So, that means we have a general description of Bimkom Asher Tishachet Ola Tishachet Achatat. And we will get back to that. But first, we are going to start off in this again by trying to learn out the din of Chatas on each one of these Korbanos. And then ultimately, we're going to get to the Parsha Tzav to discuss that opening pasuk that describes all of the dinim of the Chat. So therefore, opening up the Sugya Chatat Minalan de Boit Ofein, Tichti V'Shachat Et Achatat Bimkom Ha'ola, and that V'Shachat Et Achatat Bimkom Ha'ola, which was in Pasuk Dalet, the back in the opening in the Pasuk, sorry, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chotet, V'shachat et ha'chatat bimkom ha'ola. So that is in Tzirat Yachid. Okay, that teaches us a din of the Shechita. Ashkat Shechita. How about Kabbalah? Kabbalah minalan. Since all along we've been saying that the Kabbalah must be done. It's a fun. Oh, that I also know from V'lakach HaKohen. Now this one appears later on in the Parsha Kisat Yachid. V'lakach HaKohen. Midamachatat Bespao. And that V'lakach HaKohen. V'latana Kron Zbachola. We learned is Kabbalah, that Lakicha. And that is as far as Kabbalah. How about the fact that the Mikabel, Mikabel Atzmo Minolon, how do we know that the Kohen himself, and we've said this many times, the Kohen has to be Bitzofen when it comes to Kabbalah, not just the act having to be Bitzofen as by Shechita, it's just the act. Over here, it's the Kohen himself. So how do we know that? Well, that's because it says V'lakach, the understanding of V'lakach HaKohen, immediately following the dinim of the Shechita, and the words Bimkaim Ha'elah, Bimkaim Ha'she Yishchat Ha'olah, are the mere words immediately before V'lakach HaKohen. So clearly that's also referring to the Mokai. Then that teaches us the V'lakach means take him. In other words, take the last part and say, Lakach, Lak V'lakach is Lo Yikach. Yikach et Atzmo, in other words, take himself to the place where the blood is. Okay, now all of this is said one time. And since it's said one time, for as far as kosher is concerned, it's only a mitzvah. But it doesn't absolutely define the carbon and say that the carbon is possible if it's done otherwise. La'akev minayin, that is a different pasuk. Krach rinaktiv, that is learned out from the pasuk that says, now we're finally getting back to Seir Nazi. And there, indeed, it says an extra pasuk. V'shachat oto b'mkom asher yishchat et ha'olah. And that's the only place that's the word oto, by the way, was in the Seir Nazi. And there we have a bright that explains that lima v'tanya. Since it says b'mkom asher yishchat et ha'olah, where is that? Hechan ola nishchata b'tzofa. And that tells us avze b'tzofa. And continues the bryce of Mikana Talome. This is where we learn it from. Does it not say, as a general rule, in Parsha Tzav, in Perek Shishi, where there it says, Bimkom Asher Tishachet Ha'ola, Tishachet Ha'chatat Ifnei Hashem, and that's part of Zot Torah Ta'chatat, so it defines all the chatot. There, for the real reason, Halama Yatsa, why did this pasuk then have to be repeated, so to speak, even though before, but in other words, why does this prat have to be repeated when it's a din in all of the chatot? Ligboa lo makom. To absolutely define this makom for it. Coming to tell me that it's ma'akev. This is definitive. If you don't do it there, it's going to be possible. Ratzon. Maybe that's not the point. Maybe the point is that if it wasn't checked at Bitafon, not that it's puzzled, but rather that this is repeated to tell me that it's a unique case, and this is the only one that is meant to be Bitafon. Not literally the only one is absurd, because it says Beferish Kitzat Yachid and Yesirat Yachid. It can't mean literally the only one, but what it could mean is the only type. In other words, it's giving us a model, as opposed to these Irim that are not mentioned Bechlal over here at the beginning of Vayikra, this Irim of the Kechavim, and this Irim of the Moadim, and the Musafim. Those are not anywhere mentioned as Bimkom, and therefore maybe this is coming to tell me, don't think this is a general rule even about such types of Chataot. Those types of Chataot are not included, and the Seir Nasi is unique along with the other things that are mentioned together with the Seir Nasi. Maybe that's what I mean. So Eino Ela Shezeto Unsafon Ve'in Acheret Unsafon, that you can't say, because Talmud Lomar V'Shachatet HaChatat Bimkom HaOla, that is itself a B'nei Av L'Kol HaChataot Shutu Unot Safon. I mean, this is a sort of weird repetition of the word chatas again. This is now the parsha of the Seirat Yachid, following the Seir Nasi. So it says, v'shachatat ha-chatat. Look, when we were talking about before, we said v'shachat oto over here, it could have just said v'shachat b'mkom. Why does it say v'shachat otaz? It says later on. When it says v'shachat et ha-chatat, it's coming to me, all chataot. V'shachatat ha-chatat of whatever type. And that is including even the Sirim and the Srafim and the Musafim. So that answers that problem. Okay, that answers that problem, but all of this is, other than the case of the Seir Nasi itself, is only for the mitzvah. So what we have so far is Ashkan Seir Nasi, yes, Bein the mitzvah and Bein La'akev. There we have the double mention. How about all of these other chataot that you're saying are also La'akev? How do we know them? Sha'ar chataot, Nami, we know only the mitzvah. Yes, we do. I agree. We know everyone. Because it says, et ha-chatat, tell me, oh, chataot. But how do we know la'akev, minol? And how do we know that it's not just a suggestion, but it's an absolute? Well, it's very simple. In the same way that the pasuk of the Seir Nasi was repetitious because of the opening, zot torat ha-chatat, b'mkom asher tishachet ola, tishachet ha-chatat. So then the repetition by the kisvat yachid and the repetition by the seirat yachid, it says in every single one of them, b'mkom asher tishachet ola. So what in the world do we need this for? We understood that the kispah was a mitzvah, and we even included all of the others. So therefore, we understand that not only is the kispah and the seira themselves, because one could have been learned out from the other, but also all of the chataot which were mentioned, and the remes of a chatat, they're all la'akev. But then, you have to ask yourself, the thing that you left out was the word oto. I mean, you're saying now there's really absolutely no difference between the Seir Nasi and anything else. So how do you explain the fact that the Torah says by the Seir Nasi, v'shachat oto, bimkom asher yishchat et ha'ola, that it's not oto. There's nothing unique about that case. Oh, it's just same. It says, v'shachat, v'shachata, bimkom asher yishchat et ha'ola. The word oto always means this, but not something else. What in the world is the not something else, now that everything is included? Ah, that's to tell me an interesting halacha, the Kidatanya. You're right, that this is a unique din by the Seir Nasi. And where is there a Seir similar to a Seir Nasi that doesn't require Tzafeh? The 12 Nasiim. They're all Nasiim. They all brought Seirim by the Chanukat HaMizbeach. But that was a one-time event. It's called Seir Nakshon, because Nakshon Ben Amin Adav was the first Nasi. It's not coming as a chatas or doing a chait of any kind. Special korban. There, in Achinami, the Seir Nakshon does not have to be B'tzafen. So I would have thought that even the Miluim, Madinim of a Shah, would have to be B'tzafen Kamash Kulan, that at the period of the Chanukat HaMizbeach, there was no din specifically of B'tzafen. The Kitatanya, Oto B'tzafen, Ve'in Seir Nakshon B'tzafen. The Tanya v'samach yado al Rosh HaSeir is l'rabot Seir Nakshon l'smicha. We do have an extra word, Rosh HaSeir, which l'chora is not necessary, to tell me that all Seirim, even Chatat Nakshon, require smicha. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that Seir is indeed coming to be barba, the Seirim. But which Seirim? Seirei Avodat Kochavim. Why would I now need a pasuk to tell me not Safon, alibet Rabbi Yehuda? Since I have a pasuk that's marva smicha for chatas nachshon, so normally I have a klal that we do not learn out sha'a bidorot. So therefore, if the halacha normally would be b'tzafen by a soyer of a nasi, I would say, so what does that have to do with the miluim? Well, there's nisim. So what? I mean, what is this a real comparison between a soyer nachshon and a soyer chatas of a nasi? I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that you don't need tzafen. You'd have to prove to me that you do need tzafen, you see. But
Once we find that there's bedavka remes to tell me, well, you should know, it needs smicha like a normal korban chatas. No, if it needs smicha like a normal chatas, then maybe it needs sofer like a normal chatas. Of course, that's only true of the Rabbi Yudah, who's marba the seir nash. Not only the Rabbi Shimon, who's marba sirei v'diskechov. But still, sarkadei d'mina hobi, is rabba l'smicha, is rabba l'amel tzafon, komash b'lan, that's, no, you don't have to worry. Oto, only the normal korban chatas requires a tzafon, and not the milui. Maskefla Ravina, come on. Now you're making it dependent on Machlokas Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. Saying the only reason I need the limud to tell me oto is if you hold that there's a ribui for smicha, now I need a miud for tzofen. I mean, it's not dependent on that Machlokas. I ask you a question, why it says oto, and you pretend that everything is fine. It's not fine at all. You started telling me a drach, v'shachat oto b'mkom asheri shchatat olam. All it needed to say is v'shachat. That's the advice of Sayer Nas. You made that this big makor. Except that you managed to ignore the word oto. I pin you down and I ask you why does it say oto. And again, you wiggle away. How do you wiggle away? By telling me, well, you know, you need it for to tell me not so. Then it turns out you really only needed to tell me not so. And if you happen to talk like Rabbi Yudah, who holds you need smicha, which we learn out from another pasuk, and you're still wiggling. I'm asking you what oto means if you don't have it. Leave it to Rabbi Yudah. What are you going to say? I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. You know what? You're letting him get away with murder over here. What? And according to Rabbi Yudah, it does work out. It didn't work out according to Rabbi Yudah either. It was wiggle all the way. It's not only a bit of Rabbi Shimon. And I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudah, you think that was good? Minecha. Who ever heard of such a thing? Because of the fact that I know there's been a smicha, now there's a din of tzofen. Where would that come from, Bichlal? It's a given that I don't apply the same rules to a one-time event. So because it happens to be the zechiyah of a smicha, therefore there's a zechiyah of tzofen, now I need a pasuk. That never added up in the first place. How come you're only focusing on Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yudah, Minecha, that was good. Lamaydi, Drabi, Drabi, Maida, Loi, Drabi, Loi, Drabi. I mean, well, why would Smicha teach me that I should think it's tzofen? V'chi tema. Now, and don't try to give me the easy answer. Well, you're going to tell me, well, you know, if there wouldn't be a miyad, I would have said, look, all of them are the same. To binyanav, you use the word, esayir nasi. I mean, if that were true, then why do you need a pasuk for smicha? I mean, obviously, everybody's agreeing that we don't say that it's a given that it's the same. So if it's not a given that it's the same, why do I need a pasuk to tell me it's different? First, prove that it's the same. It's because then in came smicha gufei, we should learn out from the binyanav. Ela, obviously, sha'ami darod lo gamrina. We don't learn out a one-time event from things that are meant for all generations. No, so then we're back where we started from. That's true about tzofen as well. Sa'achinami midarod lo gamrina. So if you, the whole approach thinks, you can't say that oto is coming to be mamayet, the din of the seir nash. So you're going to have to start over again. Okay, fine. Ela, let's try this. Maybe oto b'tzofon by seir nasi is coming to tell me only the shchita b'tzofon, not only the seir nasi. The shachat oto, the act of shchita is b'tzofon. But the shochet himself does not have to be b'tzofon. Which accounts for the fact that we make this difference between Shkita and Kabbalah, and we said even if it's Tameh, he could stand outside, he could put the knife in, and he could check. That's why that Oto is the makor of that limud. That Oto is the makor of that limud, really. I mean, I remember a famous limud that we've been learning all along is the source of that. Shochet. I know that from Rabbi Achia's limud. Rabbi Achia Naf, the Tanya. Rabbi Achia Omer. V'shachat Oto ha'yerech ha'mizbeach tzafona ma tamud lomar. What is this exactly coming to stress? You're telling me the words of Shachat Oto, and I need this to be repeated. It must be the Fisha Matsinu, Omeid B'Tzafon, Umikabel B'Tzafon. Since the halacha was the Gabi Kabbalah, as we saw, that you must stand in the Tzafon and be Mekabel in the Tzafon. But if the coin was Omad B'Dorin, and it was Mekabel B'Tzafon, you said that's possible. We learned that out from the possible. So then you would say, well, if that's true about the Velakacha Kohen, then that's also true about the Veshachat HaKohen. Therefore comes along the Pasuk Estret that Veshachat Oto Ayerach Mizbeach Tzafena is Davka, the act of Shchit has to be Ayerach Mizbeach Tzafena. Oto B'Tzafon Veina Shochet B'Tzafon. That's not the Pasuk of Oto that is mentioned in the Seir Nasi. So you're trying to tell me a Pasuk that occurs much later by Seir Nasi is there to teach me something that I already knew much earlier from Rabbi Chiya's Drasha. Why do I need it to repeat it by Seir Nasi? Okay, take three. By Seir Nasi, the reason it says Oto B'Tzafon is to tell me only the animal is B'Tzafon. But a bird doesn't have to be B'Tzafon. So as if you do Malika, as opposed to Shechita. There's no v'shachatoto. So I might have thought maybe Malik is the equivalent of Shechita. Gamash Balan, only Shechita is b'tzofain and not a bird. What do I need a pasuk for? Why would I have thought it's the same? Because Yocho Yehe ben of to unsafon from a kavachomer. I would say like this. If a ben son, which is the makor of the din tzofain by Eila, a ben sign, does it need a kohen to do shechita?
No.
Anybody can do shechita. So lo kavala kohen. Nonetheless, the Torah is insistent. I don't care who you are. You're a czar, you're a kohen. You better make sure the shechita is betzafen. So, not kovel or tzafon. A ben of is more chomer. Because can a non-kohen do malika? No. Only a kohen can do malika. So then that would mean that the ben of with kavala kohen, for sure, enodin, sheik balot tzafon, should certainly be more limited in all of its requirements, and therefore should need malika betzafen. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me, only v'shachat oto. The shachat is dafka betzafen. Masha enkein, malika is not betzafen. Says the Gemara, why would I have thought that's a kavachomer? I could easily show you that that's not a very meaningful kavachomer. I could say, a ben son. A ben son requires tzafon, maybe shekin kavalo kli. Maybe the fact is that the Torah demands that you use a kli for the act of shkita. Masha enkein malika, you can just use your fingernail. Whoops, take four. Hello. Oto b'tzafon ve'en pesach b'tzafon. How about this? The reason it repeats oto by Sayyid Nasi is tell me a carbon pesach doesn't require tzafon. And where the heck would I get the idea that carbon pesach requires tzafon? The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, yocho ye pesach to'un tzafon. Aha. Why would I have thought a pesach needs tzafon from a kavachomer? If an eila, that can be shechted at any time. Well, you have a special time to shecht the eila. I wake up one morning and decide I want to bring a carbon eila. I walk right in and I bring my carbon eila. You could do that if you wake up one morning and decide you want to bring a carbon pesach. Of course not. It's got to be on the day of the bringing of the carbon pesach at that time. So if a carbon eila, which is very loose, you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. Nonetheless, but you can only do it with tzafon. So Pesach that has much more strict requirements in terms of the Zman, maybe it has the same at least strict requirements in terms of space. So requirements of Zman should also imply a din of tzafon. So it was Kavela Zman l'shchita, so it certainly was Kavela the Makam of tzafon for shchita. Therefore I need Oto to tell me Oto with tzafon, but not a carbon Pesach with tzafon. No, I could show you that's not a good kavachomer either, because I could say an eila, maybe the reason that the Torah demanded tzafon is because the eila is kalil. It's brought entirely on the mizbeach. Certainly that is something that is going to have more stringent requirements than something that you're going to be fressing on. Okay, so you learn that from kavachomer from a chat. Chatas is in kalil, and a chatas also you can't bring whenever you want. No, but a chatas is b'chapra chayvei krisus. Okay, so from an asham. No, an asham is Kadosh Kadosh. Okay, so then do a back and forth. Do a Tzad HaShavah Shabbat. No, because Mikulam Nami. Put them all together, you still end up with beep. They're all Kachin Kadosh. So what right would you have to jump to a Pesach with the Kachin Kalim and say it requires Tzafon? So I don't have any reason to tell me that you don't need Tzafon. You need to first give me a good reason why you should need Tzafon.
What makes something Kachin Kalim
with the other element? Who gets to eat it? Who gets to eat it? Yeah. Oh. No, only by coin. Okay, you know what? Look, I'm going back to what I said before. Okay. You're driving me crazy. Let's go back to what we started with. Now, you said that I don't need that because you already know it from Rabbi. You misunderstood me. Okay? Let's take it again. I say, Oto b'tzafon v'en ha-shochet b'tzafon. Okay? So you said, but I already know that. That was like an early, that was from the first parak of Vayikra, I already know that. But from Rabbi Chiya's diyuk, right? So v'nekashulcham in Rabbi Chiya. We already are nafkalam for Rabbi Chiya. No, I didn't mean, what do you think I mean? I didn't mean that this is the makor of the halacha, that the shochet is not betzafon. I meant the implication of stressing that the shochet is not betzafon. Stressing that the shochet is not betzafon implies, but the mekabel is betzafon. That's the point. So it's coming to tell me, ava mekabel is betzafon. Wait, you said an almond olive when I asked, how do you know that the mekabel has to be betzafon? You gave me this little strange drosha of lakach, meaning lo yikach, has to take himself. Now you're telling me, I know it from the implications of the repetition of the oto for shchita, which implies, well, only shchita not, but kabbalah yet. Make up your mind. But this man, the Yomar, doesn't think that was a very good rush. Lo yikach. I mean, that's a little weird, right? So, v'lakach lo mashmalei. So therefore, okay, that's how he's learning it out. He's learning it out from the Oto. All right. So now, let's please make a summary of what we know, says the Gemara. What do we know? We know Shechita is by an Ayla, both a Ben Bakar and a Ben Son. We know that the Shechita is B'Tzofein L'Mitzvah, okay? And we know that Kabbalah also, but L'Mitzvah. We don't have two Pesukim. We don't know La'akev, okay? How do we know both the Shechita Kabbalah is Ma'akev by Ayla? You brought me the Pesuk of Shechita by Chata. How do we know that it's Ma'akev by Ayla? Omer Vada Barava, Vitema Rabba Bar Shila. Well, it's a Kabbalah Omer, isn't it? I mean, the whole marker of needing suffering was where? The Ayla. So, I mean, if the chatas, which is a derivative of an ayla, is ma'akev, the requirement for tzafim, so kosher in the ayla, which is the makor of the halacha, is for sure going to be ma'akev, right? So ma'achatat haba'a mikoach ola. It's only because it says, b'mkom asher tishacheta ola tishacheta chatat. So, and nonetheless, you're telling me it's ma'akevet from the extra psukim that we darshan by the chatas. So ola, sheba'achatat mikocha, the ola, which was the primary makor, where the chatat itself was learned out of, so then, didn't you ma'akev it? So koshiken should be ma'akev. But you mean this seriously as a koshiken? Because then, I mean, I can show you it's not a very good kavachayim. Because malachatad, sheken mechaperet al chayvei kritut. I thought we said in general that there's also chumrat chatat over ola. So maybe that's why by chatas it's ma'akev. Who's to say that it's ma'akev and ola, which is not mechaper? No, Mervina, no, you're misunderstanding. It isn't a simple kavachomer. What Ravada Parava is pointing out is kuma tzinut hafel min hayikar. I mean, does it make sense to say that the secondary case, which is the chatas, that requires a tzofein as a subsection of the din of ayla that requires tzofein, should be more chomer for any reason? I don't care what the reason is. Tell me, well, maybe it's more chomer because of the fact that it's mechaper. Whatever the heck the reason is, in terms of the way things work out, it's very unusual to say, well, the main din of tzafayin is a din in an ayla. A subsidiary derived halacha is that it's true by chatas. But since the chatas has all these other issues, by chatas it's ma'akev, but by the ayla it doesn't ma'akev. I mean, that would mean that the tafel, the secondary, is more chomer than the primary. And then, whoever heard of such a thing, says Rav Ada Bar Abba. Kulum matzino tafel chamur min ha'ikar. Did you ever hear of such a thing? That we're going to be more machmer on the secondary halacha than on the primary. It just doesn't work that way. Wait, what do you mean it doesn't work that way? You want me to show you examples of where it works exactly that way? Of course it works that way. The law, how about mice? You have mice sheni, and you don't want to carry it up to Yerushalayim. You can be pota that mice sheni onto money. Fine. Now, if you were paid of that Meiser Sheni onto something that you now want to be put onto something else, you cannot transfer the Kedusha of the secondary Meiser onto something else. You can only transfer the primary. Does that make sense? The secondary is more chomer. Once you have a secondary, you can't change it. So who nifta? Whereas the Lakuach, I use the money of Meiser Sheni to buy something, which is essentially I've transferred the Kedusha off of it onto something else that I bought. I can't be paid that which I purchased with the Meiser money. How do you explain that? The Tznan HaLakuach because the Meiser Shenitma Yipadeh Rabbi Yonah Yikaver. How do you explain that there should be a Shita B'chlal that says that I have to bury it if it became Tamei because I can't be paid it, which I could have done on the primary Meiser itself? You see, that would be more Machmer on the Tafel than we are on the Yikar. Let's repeat this again. The din of the Ikar is if something goes wrong with your Maaser, it's Tamei, be paid it, as long as it's not Yerushalayim. But if you already bought something with that money, and it becomes Tamei, bury it. You can't be paid it anymore. So that means I'm being more machmer in the halach of the secondary than I am in the primary. Says the Gemara, that's not because you're being more machmer. It's because a secondary no longer has the ability to be chal on something else. So on the contrary, it's because it's of lesser power. I mean, you're right, it turns out, gee, look, I mean, it's going to end up as a chumrah, but that's not, it's a logistical issue. It's not a conceptual issue. It's I have no way of taking something which is only a secondary and using it to be kena something else. So hatam lo alima kedushatena mitvasked yona. It is simply not powerful enough to be kefes, the pidyain, or the purchase of the kedusha. Okay, I'll give you another example. How about a tumura, okay? You take a carbon, which is kadesh. Can you make a balmum, kadesh for the mizbeach? No. How about if you have a carbon, and you make it a tumura, it's your secondary derivation of the carbon, and you transfer the kedusha of that carbon through a tumura onto a balmum? The halacha is tov barau rabatov ayahut murato yakodesh. The kedusha is chal. I'd explain that. Hare tumura kochim themselves are not going to be chal on a balmum kavua. Masha inkein the tumura of that kochim, which is a second order ilu iu, will be chal. That means the secondary is more chomer than the primary. Says the Gemara, that's not because the secondary is more chomer than the primary. It's because the Temura is starting from a position of something already Kodesh. Whereas creating the Kodesh is starting with something that's chulin. That's a whole different issue. Temura mikayach kachim ka'atya. But kachim are only coming mikayach chulin. So you're going to take pure chulin, you're going to turn it into kachim when it's a balm, when you can't do that. This is the makor of the kedusha. Mashenkin over here, you have something. It already is kedusha, okay? Don't threaten me about kedusha not being able to be. I'm not trying to make it a kedusha chal. This is an extension of an existing kedusha, which already was chal. Therefore, the questions of those limitations, they don't begin. Oh, okay, I'll ask you another question. A carbon pesach. Does a carbon pesach require nesachim? Does it require two fakos of a shok? Smicha? No. How about if I have money left over from my carbon pesach, which I then bring as a shlomim, and all of a sudden it requires smicha, tenufa, chaz v'shok, nesachim? Now, how to explain that? I'm being more machmer on the secondary kedusha of the carbon pesach, the motar pesach, than I am on the pesach itself. All right. So pesach hu enota un smicha nesachim tenufa chaz v'shok. Whereas the motar today, which is only a leftover secondary pesach, all of a sudden requires don't smicha nesachim tenufa chaz v'shok. It's because it's a secondary Pesach. It's because of the din that money left over from the Pesach is a shlomim, not a Pesach. It's not because it's a more chomer Pesach. It's a different carbon. So Mimela, Pesach, B'shayim Ad Hashana, is a shlomim. Anyway, in case you don't like all of the above, Ibai Deima, there's a simpler solution. The simpler solution is, instead of getting us all involved in the question of the Ayolah, it can't be more chomer, it's very simple. The Pesach says that it should be v'shachatat ha-chatat bimkom ha-ola. You know, what is ha-ola exactly? Ha-ola means the ola as defined. So then that means it's coming to tell me now that that makom of the ola is the actuality of the definition of the ola in its primary location. That's the point. In other words, it's a beautiful limud. It's very aesthetic. Because what happened over here is we started off with the ola. And now, you'll notice that we started the whole sugya in the Gemara. How come we start with the chatas and not from an ayla? So, okay, the chatas is chaviva. But now it turns out that chaviva is so beautifully based. Because the truth is, the only way we know the din of the hakpada that the Torah has on the ayla. You know how much I care about that ayla? Every single chatas has to be in the place of that ayla. So the very fact that I structure the psukim in such a way that I need to mention that ayla when I'm talking about a chatas is the equivalent of doubling, tripling, quadrupling what I want about the ayla. So it's even more definitive of the ayla than it is of a chatas. So therefore, I end up with the very fact you're talking about chatas, but I don't need to go into all of these crazy conceptual issues. Is the ikar chomer? Is the tafel chomer? Is it a kalva chomer? All of this, and then start getting involved in all of these. That's not the point. The whole construction of the parsha is stressing the chashivas of the ayla in its place. Parvus Yom HaKippur michte. Tzafein ba'ayla k'tiv. So why don't we just say ayla first? Nitnei ayla b'resha. Because chatat adigat midrasha chavivalei. So then when I talk about the chatot techitzonot, which is where it says the din of tzafein b'chatas, or at least the hekesh, because I did an ifas daman v'fnai v'lefnim, that's already more chaviv in terms of the structure. So, tzofeina ba'ela echektiva, v'shachat oto yerecha mizbeach tzofona. That's only by a ben son. How do we know by a ben bakar? Minalan, omakra, v'im minatzon. That vav is mozav alinin rishon, and yelamed elyon, which is the ben bakar, from the tachton, which is the ben atzon. Eni chalaman dormer melamdi. Elo man yomer emo. Ma'ikala me'imar. Why do I say there's a machlokas? The Tanya. Ve'im nefesh v'chayev al-sofek mi'ilois anashim tole. Divrei Rabbi Akiva v'chachom mi'potrim. I would assume that my law, book of Iflagate, mar sovar lemeidim, umar sovar ein lemeidim. Om Rav Papa, not at all. Kule ama lemeidim. The reason of here the Rabbonin don't is because nemar kam mitzvat Hashem, nemar b'chat eschel mitzvat Hashem. Ma'al ha'alam dover shekayom anas donakor shekayot sechatas, Rabbi Akiva, that's just coming to me. Malalam bekvua, afkan bekvua, and that's lafuke chatas of tumas minish v'kedayshav, which is a korban ol v'yori, but not lafuke the Hashem ilas. Rabbanan, how do you say that? Engzereshav lamechta, Rabbi Akiva nami engzereshav lamechta. That's true, but I mean, alchabakam iflege. Rabbi Akiva says, look, it says v'im nefesh vav moziv alinyan rishon, and no, and according to Rabbanan, it also says v'im nefesh. So are you trying to tell me now
that we're arguing about. Can we forget? Amar sav hekesh adiv. Umar sav gzer shav. No. Kuli am hekesh adiv. It's just that the Rabbanan say that in this case you don't have a vav that has to be a contradiction, because it could be the takton that's being learned from the Elyon. And that would be to tell me that an Ashem Tolui requires a minimal value of Ashem because of Shkolim. Shalot Tomar, how could the suffix of the Chatos is not worth anything, and the suffix is Chomer, it is worth something. If the Vado, I can bring just the Chatos Basdanka, so then a suffix should also be, I bring an Ashem. The Ashem can't be more than a Bardanka. Rabbi Akiva, how does he know that? What right does he have to say that this is a Yilmad Elyon Mitachton? Maybe indeed it's just a simple series, because he knows that already. And therefore it would apply across the board. How would he know that you need Kesef Shkalim for an Ashem Tolui? How about in places where it doesn't say Berkecha? How about an Ashem Shivcha Harufa? It doesn't say Berkecha over there, Michael Amema. That he learns out from Be'el, Be'el. Chatas minolan de boit sofa, nechtifa shachata tachatat bimkom ha'ola, Ashem Shchita. How about Kabbalah? Nechtifa lakacha koim idam ha'chatat. Okay, mikabel atzmo. How do we know? Amakrov lakach, which means lo yikach. Ashkan la mitzvah. How do we know la'ake? Well, there's also a pasuk by the Sayer Nasi, v'shachatato, bimkom asher yishchatato ola. V'tanya, tell me, hegan oil nishka b'tzofen, avze b'tzofen, v'chi mikana talameh dan halacha. I thought that this was an overall halacha that was said about all of the chataot, bimkom asher tishachet ola, tishachet achatat, as part of the Zotorat HaChatat. Now all of a sudden you make it unique? Must be that Alama Yatzah Likbol HaMakom, that it's Ma'akev. Shim Lo Shachta B'Tzafon Pasu. Ata Omer L'Kach Yatzah. Maybe it's Yotze to tell me Shezeh Ta'un Tzafon, and this is the only case that's Ta'un Tzafon. Vein Acher, that isn't mentioned here at Ta'un Tzafon, which would exclude Seirei Avodah Zarah and the Seirim of the Moadot, and so on. Talmud Omar, v'shachat et hachatat b'mkom ha'olah, that is an overall b'nei av to teach me that all chataot are to unot tzafon. Okay, Ashkechan Seir Nasi, bein l'mitzvah v'bein la'akev. Ashkechan also shar chataot, at least l'mitzvah. But how do I know la'akev on all chataot? It says by Kisvas Yochid, and it says by the Siras Yochid. So then what's the point of stressing Oto and only Oto by the Sarnasi? Lamali. Miboyle the Kiritanya. Oto bitzafon, the Inseir Nachshon bitzafon. The Tanya, the Samach Yadol Rosh HaSeir, that's coming to Rabbis Nachshon, Seir Nachshon Asmicha, Divrib Yudah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's coming to Rabbis Seir Yavaris Kechovi, Asmicha. So, once already you're ready to go for smicha on Kiddushei Shah of the Miluim, so also is Rabbi Naimi Litzafe. Come on, Shmuel. That's the Ravina. And hey, Nichol Rabbi Yudah, what are you going to do with Rabbi Yishim and Ma'ikel Amehma? Omerle Marzut, the brother of Tavil Ravina. What are you letting me get away with murder for? According to Rabbi Yudah, it does work. It doesn't work according to Rabbi Yudah either. Minecha. I mean, Lamaide it Rabbi, namely Smicha it Rabbi. Lamaide lo it Rabbi, Tzofen lo it Rabbi. V'chitem, what are you going to tell me? Well, maybe if it wouldn't be for the Pasek, there would have been Stama Binyan Av. Why not learn out all Seirim from? No, if there'd be a Binyan Av, then I wouldn't need a Pasek for Smicha either. So that Smicha Gufa teach me Binyan Av. The reason we don't is because obviously, Midorot lo Gamrinan. So certainly for Tzofen Midorot lo Gamrinan. So what's the Oto needed for? I don't need it to be Mamayit Sayer Nach. Okay, it's Oto B'Tzafon Ve'Shochet B'Tzafon. No, Shochet B'Rabachi Anavka. Tetani Rabbi Yachi Omer V'Shachat Oto Ha'Yerach HaMizbeir HaTzafon Ma'atam Adomar L'Fisha Matzin. That if you're Omeid B'Tzafon Nekoin, and he's B'Kabo B'Tzafon, but if he was Omad B'Dorim V'Kibo B'Tzafon V'Pasa, so you'd say the same thing is true about Shchita. Yochalav Zeken, Tamud Lomar, Oto, only Oto B'Tzafon, but the Shochet doesn't have to be B'Tzafon. So I know it already.
Okay, let's try something else. Ella, otobit safon, but not a chatas ha'of. Tanya, yochi ye ben ofton safon ad the tzadinu. Uma ben son shelo kavala kohen, nonetheless kavala of it's a fun of shekavala kohen in a din shekavala tzafon. That explains why we need oto. No, it doesn't. Mala ben son shken kavala kli. Whoops. Okay. Next. Oto b'tzafon min pesach b'tzafon. Zayin Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov omer yochi ye pesach ton tzafon v'dinu. If an ayla where the Torah was not kavela zman shkitato, nonetheless it was kavela tzafon. A place, so a Pesach where it even is kaveya time, Koshken was kaveya place. Talmud Lomar, oto. No, Mala Olashkin Kolil. Well, okay, so learn from a Chatas. No, Malachatashkin Machaparas Chavikrisis. So learn from an Asha. No, Mala Olashkin Kachikadasha. As a matter of fact, put them all together and you're still left with Malakula Shikin Kachikadasha. I'm going back. Now you got me with asking me for a bachia. The point was, it's coming to tell me that but the Mekabel does need Tzafon. Mekabel, I thought I knew that from Velakach, lo yikach, that old jazz you told me before. That Velakach lo mashmal. Okay, so Ashkan Shchita be'elo lemitzvah. And Kabbalah Nami LeMitzvah. And I also, so I know now that it's a Chiyuv. But how do I know Shechita v'Kabbalah L'Akev Minolah? Omer Avada Barava, V'Temer Rabba Bar Shilam, well, it's a Kal V'Chomer. If you prove to me that a Chatas, Habo Mikoecha, let's Ma'akev, a Koshkein and Oila, that Bo'och Hatat Mikocha, in a Dinsh Ma'akev, that's not a real kav chomer. I mean, a chatas may be more chomer because it's mechaper al chayvei krisus. Omer Avina, he didn't mean it to be a real kav chomer. He meant takash ravada barava. Kuma tzinu tafel chamur mani aikar. Omer mezut the brayder baratuvil Ravina. Of course we do. Below, how about meiser? Where univda? Where lakua pekesa meiser inunivda? Ditzana lakua pekesa meiser shenitma yipadeh. Rabbi Yudah Omer yikaber. I'd explain that. It's not because it's more chomer. It's because hatab lo alina kedushate lemitvas pidyona. All right. So how about a tumura? Kachim, I can't make kachim in a balmum kavua, right? But I can make a tumura, which is a secondary kedusha in a balmum. You chayla. That's because tumura is coming from something that's already kedush. It's not because it's a tofel. The kachim is an attempt to make chulin into kachim, which is much more difficult. Okay, how about a Pesach? Pesach doesn't require tzmicha and the sukkah of the shavuot, whereas a botar Pesach, which is only secondary, a tafel, is required ton tzmicha and the sukkah of the shavuot. That's not because it's a secondary Pesach, it's because it's a different carbon. A Pesach for shayim otashana is a shlamim. You know what? Bichlal, this whole discussion is ridiculous. Yibaytema amakra ha'ola, that means bimakomata hey.
The following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Here we're holding on that Menuches on an Aleph in Zvokim in the middle of learning out the dinim of the mokim of the various korbanos. Now the Mishnah began after it discussed in general the din of Kodesh Kadashim. It starts with Par V'Seir Sheyom Kippurim Shchitas Mitzvah, and the Gemara is bothered by the choice of the opening. Why should we begin with the Purim and Seirim and Nisrofim? Mirtei Tzofen Da'ilak Siv. Since the whole din of tzofen is found by the oila, that's where it says, al yerach ha-mizbeach tzofen. That's the only place where it uses that lashon. That means that that's the source of the whole concept of tzofen. So, nisnei oila bereisha. Why then doesn't it start with oila? Because that's the mocher. Answers the Gemara, because chatas, ayde de'aisim, midurash ha-chavivale. Since the only way that we know that a chatas is nishkat b'tzofen, is because it's learnt out from the fact that the Torah compares it to Eila, b'makom asher tishchat ha'olah, tishchat ha'chatas,
So memela, the general approach is that anything that isn't said beferish is more meaningful to us than those things that are learned beferish, because it requires an application of the midah shatar and adreshes for him in order for us to understand. So v'disnei chatos achitzonir, so if that's the case, so already let it say the chatos where it said, which is a chatos chitzonir, not a chatos pnimis, because I did nichlas dama l'chayv l'fnim chaviv alek. Since l'maisa, that is, once we already have the limit for chatos, so now we have to determine which one of the chatos we're going to say. So certainly the chatos that is l'fnim, certainly the chatos that is l'fnim is more chaviv, because it has all of these extra matanis attached to it. Where does it say the din of tzafin by an ayla? It says v'shachat oto ayarcham isbeach tzafina beferish. So there you have the din of tzafin by ayla. But wait a minute, that it only says in the parsha of tzon. Remember that the Torah writes over the whole seder of the korbanos separately for tzon and bokar by the ayla. So how do we know Ashkechan ben Tzon ben Bakar minala? And how do we know that that applies to an Olad Bakar? Or Markra, because the second Parshan Vayikra, which comes to discuss Eilas Bakar, begins with a Vav. And it says, Ve'im min Hatzon Korbano. So then that means Ve'im min Hatzon is supposed to attach the Parsha of Ben Tzon, which is where it says it, to the parsha that was above, which was Ben Bakar, in which case, Yilamed Elyon Mitachton. So it's comparing now the opening parsha, and the opening parsha is Ben Bakar, to the second parsha, which is Ve'im Menatzo. And the same way that it says, Beferush Ayerach HaMizbeach Tzafena by Ben Tzon, we now know to take that to the parsha above and apply it also to Ben Bakar. Now, the problem is that not everyone agrees that a vav can be used as a limud elyon mitachton. So heinich lamandi omar lemeidim elyon mitachton. Lamandi omar ein lemeidim elyon mitachton ma'ikalamima. What if you don't hold that we can use a vav to apply a limud that is in a later parsha backwards to something that's in an earlier parsha? Titania. Ve'im nefesh. And here we have a very similar situation. The Torah has various levels of chiyuv asham. So the first, among the two that we're discussing over here, we have the parsha of me'ila. The parsha of me'ila is mechayev an asham for somebody who b'shoge was nena min ha'egdesh, and he finds out he was nena min ha'egdesh, so he brings an asham. And it has to be an asham that is bekesef shkalim, it has to be worth 2 shekel. Now, it continues on to use a vav in the next parsha, which is the parsha of asham tolui. So asham tolui begins with ve'im nefesh ki secheta, which is where he was chayte and he doesn't know for sure that he was chayte. And therefore, if we compare the two parshas, and we'll say that we're going to learn out the upper parsha of the Asha Me'ilais from the lower Parsha, then that what that would imply would be that we will be Machayev HaSafik Me'ilot Asham Talmud. Rabbi Akiva holds that that's exactly what the Vav is telling me. That the Parsha of the Asham, even though the Parshas, you would have understood it as being limited only to the Asham on a Vadai Me'ila, the Vav tells me that you bring a separate Asham for a Safik Me'ila. So that even though there's no chiyuv karis on me'ila, there is a din of asham talui on me'ila. That's Rabbi Akiva. Shita l'maisa, we don't paskin like that, because the chachamim are patri. The chachamim hold you only bring an asham talui on something which would have been mechayev b'chatas kavua on a chiyuv karis if you had known it. And you don't bring it on something that would have been mechayev an asham, which is the case over here by me'ila. Now lechora, my la, b'akamitlagay. Apparently, what's the machlokas over here between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim? The machlokas is whether that vav can be used to tell me lemeidim elyon mitachton. So mar sover lemeidim, mar sover ein lemeidim. So if you hold like the rabbanon who are not lemeidim, So then Ben Bakar by Tzofen doesn't never appears the din of Al Yerachem is Be'er Tzofeno by Ben Bakar. It only appears in the second parsha by Lo. So maybe it's Dafka din in Tzon and not in Bakar. How do we know that it's also a din in Ben Bakar? Amre Papa, you're making a mistake. That's not the machlokis over here. The Kuli Amala made him. Everybody holds that the Vav would allow you to learn out the upper from the lower. The reason that the Rabbanan argue in this particular case, I know time with the Rabbanan, Ne'amar kan mitzvot. Ne'amar b'chatat chelev mitzvot. It says by Hashem Toli, it says, v'nefesh techeta, nefesh ki techeta, v'yatzachat, and then it uses the lashon of mikom mitzvot, and it says exactly that same lashon by chatas, mikom mitzvot. So that teaches me that the only time ala halan davashachai avina azadon, of course, just like we know that the parsh of chatas, as we learned earlier, is limited to a chiev where you would have a chorus had you done it b'mezid. So just like over there, it's alzdono karet v'shegigato chatat, and you have a normal chatas kavua b'shege afkan. So too, the parsh of Ashutol is meant to apply only shechayavim alzdono karet v'shegigato chatat. So the parsh is gufa coming to tell me that here the din of Hashem Toli will not apply to Asham Me'ilais, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no. It's coming to, of course it's coming to tell me something. I'll tell you what it's coming to tell me. It's coming to tell me that just like the Korban Chatos, where it says Mikol Mitzvais, is a reference to a Chatos Kavua, so too an Asham Tovu is a reference to a Korban that's Kavua. But if you would be Chayav, let's say you would have a Suffolk if you were Nichnas L'Migdash, or if you ate Kedesh Betumah. So a chatas by the chatas that you would be chayav over there is a korban oil of a yoreid, as you remember well from Shmuas. And a korban oil of a yoreid is not mechayav b'sveiko an asham tovui, but a korban kavua such as a korban asham is mechayav et asham tovui. So memela I'm mechayim both limudim, says Rabbi Akiva. It is indeed compared to chatas, but only vis-a-vis the halach of kviut. And it is indeed compared to Asham, to tell me that an Asham Kavua is a Chiev also on an Asham Tolu. So if I have a Suffolk by a Mi'ila, I will bring an Asham Tolu. Says the Seyde Chachomim back to Rabbi Akiva, V'rabona, in Gzera Shava Lemechta. You can't, look, if you hold it, the Torah is comparing with the word Chatos, Gzera Shava. That's how you were Mekabel, the Glimut. So you can't make up your mind to apply it halfway. So Rabbi Akiva, you know, that's a good taina. Hey, Rabbi Akiva, not me. How do you respond to that? Says Rabbi Akiva, says the Gemara. I mean, actually, we're trying to figure out what Rabbi Akiva holds. He doesn't say it himself, right? So we were wrong in trying to establish that. Is the meaning of Rabbi Akiva's drush, it's true. Certainly, they couldn't be arguing as to whether we should say Gzera Shavu L'Mechza. The machlokis is the Rabbi Akiva Sovar, Ve'im nefesh ksiv, vav mosif alinyan rishon. Rabbi Akiva holds that the vav, and this everybody agrees, to use the idea of vav mosif alinyan, the concept of a vav, referring now retroactively to a parsha above it, to apply the din of v'shachat oto ha'yerecham mizbeach tzfon as if it's written in the parsha of Ben Bakar. Fine, that's not the issue. But to say that we have a hekesh, and that the vav is meisif al inyan rishon, to say that the Torah views this is all one big parsha, that yes. So that means that we basically have a hekesh of oila ben bakar to an oila ben sein, and just like by the ben sein it says, v'feirish ha-yerecha mizbeach tzafina, so too, that's the did by the ben bakar. So what do the Rabbanan do with that? Rabbanan namiak sivim nefesh. So is the problem over here, lema baka mifilge, is it possible that we have over here a very fundamental machlokes in that both agree that there's a hekesh, and both agree that there's a gzeirah shavah? The hekesh is saying one thing, namely that there's a din of Asham Toli on Asham Me'ilas, and the gzeirah shavah is telling me the opposite, that there's no din of an Asham Toli on anything but a chatas kabua, because in the gzeirah shavah lamechta. So maybe the machlokes is, what is the more fundamental limud? The Mar Savar Hekesh Adif, or Mar Savar Gzera Shava Adif. I mean, if there's a question how to go, the Machlokas over here is that according to Rabbi Akiva, we look at the Hekesh, and according to the Rabbana, we look at the Gzera Shava. This is a fascinating thing. I mean, we didn't see anywhere else It's very interesting that Tosis points out that Lamaisa, the Gemara elsewhere, establishes, the Gemara in Gittin establishes that everybody is made of Gzereshava is Adif, and over here we're going to come out that Hekesh is Adif. So he explains that, of course, the issue over here is where you have a blanket contradiction between the Gzereshava and the Hekesh. Because Rabbi Akiva is still trying to define what the Gzereshava is coming to tell me. That's a different issue. In other words, here I have a Hekesh, and I have a Gzereshava, which comes to tell me a number of different things. So one of the things that it comes to tell me is that it needs to be Bekavua. Now the question is, do we take it all the way? Or is it possible to limit the Gzereshava because of the Hekesh? That's not the same thing as saying that we have a frontal confrontation between a Hekesh and a Gzereshava. There in Akinami, it may well be that Gzereshava is Adif. By the way, you should know that there's a fascinating issue here that needs to be thought about, which is that if you take a look at the Midas in the Sifra, where Rabbi Shmuel goes through the Midas, it never mentions Hekesh. Hekesh is not spoken about. Gzereshava is spoken about. Hekesh isn't spoken about. And there's all kinds of approaches to why a Hekesh is not considered to be one of the Midas Shatir and the Drashas. Some learning that it's as if it's written Beferish, which is a little bit strange, because, in fact, there are indications that Hekesh doesn't have exactly the same halacha as the Iker Limud is concerned. David, can I speak to you after the Daf? But in any event, in this particular case, where we have a Gzereshava that would be limited by a Hekesh, says the Gemara, the Kulei Alma Hekesh Adif. Of course, in that case, the Hekesh would in fact limit the Gzereshava. The point over here is that the Rabbanan Taina, that the Vav is coming to teach me that the Tachtain is Nigmar Mea Elyai. That the Torah is coming to teach me something about an Asham Tolui, which is the second Parsha, that I am going to derive from an Asham Me'ilais, which is the first Parsha. Namely, that just like it says by Asham Me'ilais, that the din is you have to bring an Asham Bekesef Shkalim, so it means that there's a minimum level of value to an Asham, which is not true of other Karbanos. I must pay at least Kesef Shkalim for an Asham. So why do I need this limud? Why wouldn't I just simply compare it as we compared it before? Because shalot tomar lo yesveko chamur mivada'o. You see, it's very obvious that the first thing you're going to say is, if the Torah is keveya achatas, for something that you know you did b'shegei, and the Torah says also that if you're not sure whether you did it, you bring an asham, you can't possibly be more machmer on the asham than you are on the chatas. So if the chatas doesn't have any value attached to it, it can be any value at all. So how could the Torah be more mechayev, a minimum value for the asham totally, than it would be on the carbon you would bring for a vanai? So I would have said, oh, but there is certainly no din of kesef shkalim. Comes along the vav to tell me that this is a halacha that is defined in asham, and makes a difference what the asham is coming for. That's the way that the Torah defines asham. So let's see that inside. Shalot tomar, you shouldn't think. Lo yesveko chamur mivada'o. I certainly can't be more machmer on the asham toli than I am on the chatas kabua. And I would therefore conclude that ma vada'o chatat badanka, just like I can bring basically a chatas worth a quarter. A danka literally means a sixth, which is a ma'. So there is one ma'ah, which is like the smallest coin. It doesn't mean literally that there's a din of basbanka on a chatas. It's just a sixth of a dinner. It's just the way we would say, a five and dime chatas. And it's whatever you'll get it for. There's no minimum amount. So just like over there, you could pay that for the chatas kavua. So certainly, you could pay that amount for the asham. Asham bar danka comes on the vav to tell me that danka very much, but it has to be at least kesef shkolim. Rabbi Akiva.